Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you from ATD 2017 with these special segments of Learning Insights brought to you by our friends at Training Pros. Lee, we're hitting our stride. It's day three. I'm loving it. The halls are buzzing. We've got great guests all day long, and this is a perfect example. Please join me in welcoming back to the microphone, because we've also visited with this gentleman several weeks ago at a writer's conference, so we knew this was going to be a fantastic session. L&D leader, got a thing or two to say about data analytics as well, and this whole idea of courage, Mr. Kevin Yates. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to see both of you again today.
Now, Kevin, last time we saw you, we were hanging out with Jack and Patty Phillips at their Business Writers Conference.
Yes.
Now you're here at the ATD Conference. You're just traveling all around the South here. thinking of moving?
Well, wherever there's learning, you'll find me.
Learning and grits, I think, right? It was learning, tripping, grits.
That's right. The last time that we saw each other, we were enjoying some wonderful shrimp and grits, and that will forever be how I remember the both of you.
Stone, that's good for you, right? You like to be associated with shrimp and grits.
Absolutely.
So now, Kevin, didn't you recently, you had an article up at trainingindustry.com?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It was published this past Monday, and the title of the article is, "There's a Data Analyst on the L&D Team?" Question mark.
Is that unusual?
It's not as unusual as it used to be, and that's really what I wanted to focus on in that article. I wanted to talk about the emergence or the rise in demand, if you will, for talent, specifically L&D talent, that is focused on data analytics and measurements. So not as unusual or as rare as it used to be. Yeah.
So you are in the process of writing a book. That's how we met you. You were at the Business Writers Conference, and the book includes something about courage. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so the courage model is what I created to transform learning and development into a performance-focused, results-driven, measurement-based organization. And so courage is an acronym, and for the purpose of our conversation today, the E in the courage model stands for evaluate results with measurement and data. And that really is what inspired me to write that article that we were just talking about, where we're really focusing now on using measurement, data, and analytics to provide insight on learning's impact on business results and employee performance. And so the E in the courage model really focuses on that transformation in learning and development, where we're now using data to inform decisions and to also help us with, you know, the things we need to do with our learning strategy.
Now, E might be the last letter in courage, but that's not the last thing you should be thinking about. You should probably be thinking about that at the beginning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just run through it very quickly. And so the C in the courage model is change the collective view of learning and development. The O is operate as a performance advisor. The U is unite business goals with learning and development purpose. R is remember, change can be difficult. The A is align learning goals with performance outcomes. And the G is get stakeholder buy-in. And then the E is evaluate results with measurement and data. Yeah.
Okay.
But as you said, E is not the last thing that you do. It's what you do along the way.
Sure. So now, have you seen examples of value gained from using data and analytics in learning and development?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that you get from data and analytics is evidence and proof that helps you go beyond what you think or what you feel. So a good example of that would be where you are using data to identify what works and what doesn't work in training, particularly as it relates to the different types of modalities. You know, so if it's e-learning, if it's a MOOC, if it's a traditional classroom based learning solution, you know, what data can do for you is answer questions like what works best when you combine, say, a MOOC with a classroom experience, or data can also say where should we be investing our resources when it comes to what we spend on learning and development as well. But the other thing that data can do for you with learning analytics is identify what you need to stop doing and identify
exactly
what doesn't work.
That's probably some of the most valuable numbers. Okay, so we opened the conversation talking about Jack and Patty Phillips.
Yeah.
these analytics, they can be used to begin to get our arms around the true ROI, return on investment equation associated
Absolutely.
With learning as well, I suspect.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to check that assumption.
Yeah.
And then my real question is, I'm sure some learning and development people are very excited about that, but there may be a few of us that are a little skittish about that. We might not be so excited about that.
That, you know what? I am so glad that you brought that up, because the reality is that there are some in the profession and even outside of the profession, you know, our stakeholders, who don't believe that L&D is a good discipline to be using data and measurement because...
Really? There's... Who would, why would they say that?
Well, I think the historical view is that learning, development, training is kind of a feely thing. It's a people thing. It's, you know, it's not one of those things that can be tangibly measured.
Really?
Just because yeah, and the other reason that I think there's some hesitance to leverage it is that when you use measurement and data, then you're held accountable.
Yeah, that,
because
now
then you
we're
have
getting
results.
To the heart of the matter here.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
So it's more of a fear issue than a kind of a...
It is fear. And I say get over it, and get over it very quickly, because...
Have a little courage.
Thank you for that. Perfect segue.
I'm catching on, guys. I'm catching on. It's starting to all make sense now.
That's right. Have a little courage. And here's what's happening, guys. The CEOs and the C-suite and senior leaders are already holding other parts of the business accountable with data.
Yeah,
right?
Do you think the sales guy's going to be able to kind of say that it's soft and feely, that you shouldn't go count my results?
Absolutely not.
No.
There's no choice.
Her off of that.
There's no choice. If you're in sales, you got to produce the data. You can't get around it.
But you can say, look, they really like me.
Yeah, but you know what? And in learning and development now, my whole thing is, if they like you, who cares? So what? You know, what we want to focus on is impact and results.
Now, in the learning and development field, is it difficult to find people that have kind of a data and analytics background, or like... Is it from a talent standpoint?
Yeah, you know, it kind of is right now. That combined skill set of learning and development expertise and analytics expertise, it's rare, it's unique, and it's certainly good for people like me.
Yeah, you're the winner here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's hard to find. I mean, you can find people who are really strong in learning and development, and you can find people who are really strong in analytics. But finding a talent profile that is strong in both is pretty rare right now. It's emerging. I think it's a way in which learning and development professionals are finding a way to reinvent themselves in their career, mm-hmm. by, you know, having that strong foundation in learning development, but really trying to build skill and capability in measurement and data with quantitative, you know, analytics and qualitative analytics and all that. But to answer your question, it's still a pretty rare skill. Yeah.
Now, what, like, if you were to list the skill set, what would some of that include?
So one of the things that is I consider to be critically important for an L&D analytics professional is in the technical area. So we're talking about being able to use software and applications like SPSS, SAS, Tableau, for example. And I think another area of...
I'm 0 for 3.
You're 0 for 3.
You're out. You can't
I'm
do
out.
This job.
You know what you need?
But people like me, Kevin.
But you know what you need? You need courage.
That's what I
need. He needs a checkbook to hire the guy that can do that. That's what he needs.
That's what I need.
Yeah, so it's, and then it's also, you know, in addition to those areas, it's knowing how to use things like Microsoft Excel and how to do pivot tables and all that.
Right.
And historically, learning development professionals haven't had to learn how to use or know how to use a pivot table. And so it's really those areas of expertise and capability that are going to help someone in learning development kind of, you know, pursue that career.
So now if I'm someone thinking about analytics as a career, you think that it's going to be something that's going to come and go, or you think this is going to be around for a while?
No, I suspect that learning and development analytics is here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
So you're leading the charge. You're not bringing up the rear.
Right. I'm at the front with a flag, and I'm just right. asking everybody to follow me along on the L&D analytic journey.
Exactly.
That's me, yeah. No, it's not going anywhere. You know, again, other parts of the business are already being held accountable for results, and they're being held accountable with data and analytics to do that. And so I don't believe that there's going to be any disruption in this trend toward more roles posted and more companies and organizations seeking out L&D talent that has data and analytics expertise. This is not a trend.
It's a must-have now.
It is.
So you're out speaking, you're writing, you're training. What all are you doing day-to-day around this content?
I'm doing all of that. As a matter of fact, this time last week, I was at the Learning Leaders Exchange in Wisconsin speaking to a group of professionals, and I did a presentation that was called Using Data to Tell the L&D Story. So I'm doing a lot more speaking now, and I'm continuing on with my book, It Takes Courage to Transform Learning and Development. I hope to have that done by the fall. And I'm also working with organizations to help them build their measurement strategy and showing them how they can use data and analytics to answer questions as well. So I've been very busy lately. I have a new website, I have a new Twitter account, a new Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin M. Yates. So I've been really busy.
So what's the website if somebody wants to learn more?
My website is so easy. It's KevinMYates.com.
There you go. And then is there kind of a sneak peek of the book, maybe some of the top level highlights?
Yeah, absolutely. I've written a few articles that are on LinkedIn that talk about what the Courage Model is. So if you want to go out, I'm on LinkedIn as well, Kevin M. Yates. I have two or three articles that I've written that will give you a peek into the Courage Model. But then also, if you go to my website, that's KevinMYates.com, you'll also find a little preview of what the book will be about as well.
All right. Well, Kevin, keep up the good work, man. I love talking to you. We got to do this again because you just, every few weeks, every couple of months, you've got something new and interesting to share. Don't be a stranger. You're welcome on our microphone anytime. I'm so excited for you. So
you
think
the
release on this book is fall?
Yes, that's what I'm targeting.
All right.
Knock wood or whatever this table is.
Fair enough. Well, thank you again. This has been a real pleasure, man.
Thank you. It's always good to see you guys.
All right. We'll be back in a few from ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.